4S. 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 What do you think 4S means? Well, what it means is secret, secrets, still secret. Secret, secrets, still secret. We have been upgrading our computers to XP, and the PCs we've been upgrading to XP, and the new Apple that we got, we're upgrading it to XP2. You'd think that it would come that way, but it didn't. It's a nice, nice computer. I'm sure it'll be lots of fun once we figure out how it works. But at the moment, our computers are doing all sorts of lovely things. They are telling us that we are not really very wise. We have not studied the Apple to know how it functions. And the Apple, which is supposed to be the simplest computer system in the world, and the most friendly, computer-friendly, people-friendly computer in the world, has crashed several times, a brand new computer, because we believed what we read. And what we read was that it would take a certain program, like, for instance, the printer, and the printer was compatible to the Apple. So we installed the printer, and the Apple worked, and the printer worked. And then all of a sudden, it decided not to work. And then other things started happening. We installed other parts that it said to install that even came with it. And then we tried to install the Logitech, which said it was for Apple II, and it locked the entire computer down solid like a rock. So I did my things looking to see where I could do something, and I had forgotten the one little tiny button down there that you do only for ultra corrections. And this truly was an ultra correction. Did you stick the pin in there? Mm-hmm. Or you didn't? You just stuck it in the lower one? Mm-hmm. Oh, then you didn't even do the ultra correction. But she did the semi-ultra correction, which is just, what's that called? It's just called the second rechargeable button. And but she did it with her ear glued to the telephone. And this handsome young man on the telephone was beating her ear and telling her how wonderful she was and how capable she was and how she knew always the right buttons to push. And he waited patiently for her while she found the button he was telling her to push. And he says, "Congratulations, oh, you're so wonderful, you're so good." And she just sat there drinking it all in. And, of course, as her attitude improved, so did the computer. Because the secrets of the computer started being revealed to her, because she was able to be so harmonious with the computer. So many things came out. Many things came out. And we were able to get the computer back in order again.
Original purity.
Yeah, and that's right. We did go back to the original purity. He says, "Is there anything on the computer you want to save?" Well, it's so new, I only had a few things on there, and it wasn't worth bothering. And I said, "No." And so he said, "Okay, here she goes." And the computer went stock raving naked and had nothing on it. And then we stuck the original disk back in it and started up fresh like a daisy. So we've had now two brand new Apple computers here. Fresh and beautiful. But we're learning. And we're learning how to find these things. And I will go down to CompUSA and take a Saturday course on the fundamentals of this thing so that I have the basics of it a little more. I've read the books, but the books don't tell you everything. Mm. And they presume that you know all about apples because you bought an Apple. That doesn't mean somebody has to buy these things brand new, you know. And I was one of them. I know all about the PCs. I handle that pretty well. So I was very comfortable with that. But anyhow, then we had our PC. And it died. The hard disk gave up the ghost, and we had to get a new hard disk. And so everything that we had there was left into oblivion. And that was fine, because nothing is, you know, forever, and you can certainly release these things. That's a good way. Hey, you know, that's a good thought. It just came to me. Isn't that what we do when we pass from dimension to dimension. We clean off our hard drive with all memory of a previous dimension and move into the new dimension fresh and clean. And we're comfortable with the computer, but we have nothing on the hard drive. So we are starting out with a fresh, new, clean hard drive in whatever dimensions we go into. And nothing is remembered. Nothing is remembered. Oh, we get a few little remembrances because some programs might still be there as to writing or, you know, various things that do exist on a computer. But all of the personal memory, your personal files, are all completely erased. Now, I think that's rather wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
When you consider that all the secret stuff of our life, all the little hang-ups we have about ourselves, all the things that our parents told us that we were so bad about or so good about, and all the things that our friends had told us that we were missing the boat on or doing something terrible on, or even something that we might have actually done that was not very nice. And it's all gone. We're starting out fresh, clean, like a daisy. Well, now, wouldn't it be wonderful if in this lifetime, people whose lives get just so heavy for them, just get so overwhelming to them that they just want to take their own life, then instead of taking your own life, you just reboot your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Erase all the personal files you have on there and just go back at it again. Now, that's one, what's another word for that? Have you heard it?
Amnesia.
Except amnesia is not complete. Amnesia still leaves you knowing how to act as you should be acting at whatever age you are. If you are a man or a woman in your 30s, then you know you're potty trained already. And you know what foods are good to eat. You just know that, you know. Or what? Maybe don't. Maybe we should study amnesia sometime and see what sort of things people do in amnesia, whether they really have a clean slate, whether they really don't know how to button their shoes, you know. That's the last time. How they are supposed to tie their shoes or pull up their boots and things like that. Wouldn't that be interesting to know? It'd be fascinating. But amnesia, that's what our computer had. It had amnesia. Now, that's the big A. That's not the SSSS. That's the big A.
Mm-hmm.
So, we must really have a discussion on amnesia. And, but that's really quite beautiful. Now, the computer didn't feel sad about it at all. It didn't feel, it's just the mechanism, it's just the vehicle, the tool that we work with, like our body, it's just a vehicle or tool. And if we could just erase from our consciousness all of those areas that were limiting to us in any way, what a beautiful thing that would be. Now, think about it. We have a song that we like very much, and I must remember that too. And accentuate the positive. You have to accentuate the positive, illuminate the negative, and don't mess with Mr. In Between. Now, you know what Mr. In Between is?
Doubt.
Memory. See, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You remember the tough things. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and don't mess with Mr. In Between. And the Mr. In Between is the remembering of those negative things, or positive. But you just accentuate the positive, the joy. That's the Pollyanna thing, you know, where you really are always totally up on it, totally aware of what's going on, totally aware of who you are and what you are. You see, then all these secrets that are still secret, that are in your mind, that are limiting you. You don't know what those secrets are. Now, Ingeborg may have had a distressing experience when she was a little girl. When she was a little girl, she may have been walking home from school one day, and all of a sudden, she looked to the right, and there in a cave, coming out of this cave, were a dozen of the most ferocious, most terrible, most, oh, they just wanted to kill her. The most terrible snakes in the world. The adders were just coming right out of that that cave, and they were looking at her. And of course, since there were a dozen and they were ferocious and they were coming out of the cave, they probably talked to them. And they said, "Ingeborg, we're here to get you. Ingeborg, if you don't start liking yourself, we're going to gobble you up, because you're not worth being on earth unless you really like yourself. Now, Ingeborg, you're going to start liking, yes, 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 I like myself, yes, I like myself." And so, you see, this memory, but she's always been afraid of liking herself, and she doesn't really know why, because she was told she had to. And so, you see, sometimes we have these bad memories there. Now, most likely the memories are, "You're a bad girl, you're not good," you know, that's the type of thing that's put in there, and that can be really damaging and destructive to us, and we want to avoid that. So, think about these things. Think about these things. The computer offers us some very excellent ways of looking at things. And Anita, she runs our lawnmowers and our golf carts and things like that. And so she goes down to the store and she buys the wrong kind of oil. And she puts this very, very light oil in there. And pretty soon the engine starts burning up. And she says, "Why is the engine burning up with the light oil?" And then she goes to a mechanic school. And in the mechanic school, she learns that the oil is thrown up over the cylinders. The oil is thrown up over the pistons and rods. And if the oil is so thin and hot, it's just like water, it just drops right off and doesn't leave anything there for lubrication. Whereas the heavier the oil, the more it sticks there and lubricates those particular pistons. Now, if you have a hot rod, or if you have a Indy's 500 race car, there you want to have the oil not like water, but close to it, because you want it to, you know, really get in there and lubricate and get out of there, so that the pistons can be as close to tolerance as possible. The more tolerance a piston has, the less speed you have, because the less combustion you have. The combustion escapes down the side of the chambers, and that's why the pistons have to be at such close tolerance. You understand? No. So these are beautiful things, and sometimes we don't realize what we're being told, and sometimes we don't realize why we're being told, and sometimes we don't follow what we're being told. And we listen with half an ear. And always I use the word 10W30, and I said, if you had a 20W30, that would be okay too. Now, why would a 20W30 be okay when I said a 10W30? Because a 20W30 is a thicker oil than a 10, and it still would be all right. But if you get a 30W30, then you get a pretty thick oil, and you get a 30W40, and you got a really thick oil, and you got a 40, you got a thicker oil, and then you got a 50, and you got a thicker oil yet, and a 60, and you could go on. But the oil gets denser and denser and denser and less viscous. And the viscosity of the oil is necessary to cover the pistons to make it flow and move back and forth easily. But these are things that go on in our consciousness. These are things that go on in our thinking. We don't know. We don't often listen. My father said the hammer is on the bench in the garage, and we went out there and looked and looked and looked, and we could not find it, until he reminded us that if we didn't find it the next time, he'd warm our behinds, you know. We went out there, and it's right there, right where he said it was, and he hadn't gone out there and put it there. But some miracle brought it right up on the middle of that bench that we hadn't seen it, you know. It's just terrible. And we learned a little lesson, you know. But if we hadn't done it, and he had gone out there and showed us where it was and warmed our little behinds, we would have really remembered it very well. But we remembered it without getting a warm behind. So that was good. But you see, the secrets, still secret, are constantly flowing in and through us, because we don't know about them, but they limit us. And what is wrong with children? Children don't have secrets, still secret. Children are unabashed. Children are unashamed. Children just go out and do. They don't care. They will go to the computer and they will pound things out on the computer, and they will do things with the computer, and the computer says, ah, I like you. You're really experimenting with me. You're having fun with me. I like you. And then an adult goes and plays with the computer, and the computer gets all locked up. Why?
Attitude.
The kid has an attitude of fun. He has an attitude of joy. The adult has an attitude, I hope I don't do something wrong, you know. He has that fear within him, and that fear moves into the machine. And go ahead and send me back to the boys with the white coats. But computers do have a consciousness. Computers do feel our sensitivity. Computers do respond to who we are. And if we believe in ourselves, if we love ourselves, if we follow through like a kid, just playing with having. Why do kids like to play games on computers? Because they do all the crazy things. Now, what happens when the kids play games on the computer? They become a whiz at the computer because they're not afraid of it. They've tried everything. They've pressed every button. They know what's going to happen. They know how to remedy it. And they know how to go back and reprogram it if necessary. No big deal. Just put the disk back in there and press reprogram, you know. But this is wonderful. And this is what we want to learn. Not to be too reticent, too hesitant in doing things. Because we can do a lot of beautiful things. And Ellen, Stefan should have gotten a copy of that email saying that his program was okay. But I will send it again to him today, and now that I know that you got yours, and then we'll see just what he has to say. Because I have to redo it, because I don't have a copy of it. I have to go back and pull it up from my email and then re-edit it, although you should have an edited copy here.
It could be that you send me an edited copy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't delete it, I quickly delete everything, but I go have a look.
Okay, because that would be very nice. It'd save me a little extra bother. But in any event, secrets still secret are always going to be there until we, I got to wash that man right out of my hair. And you got to act. Accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. Accentuate the positive and don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between. Good. Secrets still secret. I love you.